So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. And welcome everybody, it's Dan, hope you're well today. So, a little bit different today, we are actually using a little bit of different software. We're using OBS rather than StreamYard. The dog has come to say hello, hey Hannah. So, we've got an agenda over here. There you go, look at that, looking all very good. We even have an arrow that we can move up and down. Look at that, that's all very impressive. Let's hope it works. Anyway, so let's grab a microphone and let's begin. Hope you guys are well today. It is Tuesday the 9th of November. And in today's agenda, well, you can see it just there. We're going to talk about every £1 spent elsewhere. And really what this refers to is about other people who are taking your money effectively. It's like, who's got my money? And it's your competitors have your money. Because your competitors, every time they go out and generate a new lead, they generate a new client. I'll just put that arrow in the right place. If you're listening to this on a podcast, by the way, you need to come into the group and come and join me. It looks pretty cool. But every time you have a client that's not spending money with you, they're spending it elsewhere. And so, you know, it might be a £200 product that you're selling. And if you're selling a £200 product and it's going to somebody else and it's not going to you, well, I think that's a bit of a problem. You know, we run a digital marketing agency. So every time one of our competitors goes and gives £1,000 to one of our competitors, that's £1,000 that we're not making. And if it's 20 of those people or 50 of those people or 100 of those people in Leeds or Manchester or London, then all that money's going somewhere else. Why is it not coming to us? And so it bothers me, and it should bother you. And it's this idea that every pound that your client is spending everywhere else but you is going to affect your business. And so you've got to kind of sit back. And, you know, we just had a meeting today here at a villa in Spain, which is where we work from. And we got Graham, we got Marie, and they came around. We had a little meeting just outside on the terrace. And it's really nice because it's outside and it's in the sun and it's nice and warm and we get the coffee on. In the olden days, we used to go down to the local coffee shop, but I realise I'm from Yorkshire and I'm far too tight for that. So now I get people to come round. But also we've got the whiteboard here. We've got the dogs, which is also nice. We got the coffee and the Coke and we've got everything here basically. But, you know, we were talking about this. It's like people spending money with other people it should be in our pockets. It should be coming to us so that we can then offer our clients more services. You know, we just added search engine optimization, for example, as an additional service. And one of the reasons why we were able to add that as an additional service is because we actually closed a couple of clients, which in turn paid for our SEO guy, who's really, really good, by the way. So that paid for him to come along. And now we've got the SEO guy, we're able to close SEO clients. And so we started working on that. And so now because we've been able to get SEO clients, that money then goes into getting yet another website designer. Or it goes into, I don't know, better technology, buying, not OBS, which is what we're videoing through because it's free of charge. But what did we buy? We bought Restream, which doesn't seem to have worked because this is only going out on YouTube and not on everything else. But it's fine. We'll sort that out. We're bound to have a couple of mishaps along the way. But the point I'm making here is that the reason why we're able to do that and the reason why we're able to grow the business is because every pound spent elsewhere makes me quite upset. Not upset, it's probably a strong word, but I'm frustrated. It's like that money needs to be coming into us. That money should be coming into a situation where we're able to take advantage of the income to be able to expand our business, which enables us to do more services for clients, which enables more clients to sign up, which generates more income. And so every pound spent elsewhere should be coming into us. And I think this is the same in your business. If you're a plumber, you want everywhere you look when somebody wants a plumber is your name. In my world, that's how it should work. And I remember working with my lettings agency, the Think Tank Group, going back 12, 13 years ago. And we sold it ages ago. But I remember one guy and he came to us and he said, you know what, Dan, in the end, I had to use you because everywhere I went on the internet, there you were. Your company name was there. And then there was another time I remember when we stood outside and I was just meeting up with a landlord who was about to show us a couple of flats that he had. And he said the same thing. He's like, you guys are everywhere. You're all over the internet. You're in a newspaper, people are writing about you, you're everywhere. And then just as he said that, I saw one of our little orange Peugeots. I went, oh, look, there's one of ours. Another one off to do viewings with tenants. That's Mandy. You know, she was off to do viewings with tenants. And he was like, oh, my goodness me. So obviously he then signed up, you know, signed up for us. And then a third one as well, I'll tell you about. I was in a coffee shop and I was having a meeting with one of our team members. And there was a girl, I say she was about 18, 19. She was sat with, obviously, her dad. And she was going through one of the lettings lists of all the properties. Bear in mind, this is quite some time ago, before Facebook really existed. I mean, it existed, but it didn't, you know, exist. Before social media and so on, websites we had. But she was sat there with her dad and she's going through some other lettings agency's list of all the properties they had. And obviously, I can't help myself because I've got a bit of a big mouth on me. So I said to her, I said, look, I hope you don't mind me saying so, but I can't help but notice you're looking at properties. I own a lettings agency. Would you consider having a look and see what we've got? And I handed her one of my orange business cards and she was like, oh, you guys. Yeah, I've already got viewings booked in with you tomorrow. And that's exactly how it should be. You should be in all areas at all times. Where anybody goes, you should be there. When someone's looking for something, you should pop up. And that constant reminder of who you are and where you are, that's really, for me, what marketing is. I mean, don't get me wrong, there's a whole bunch of stuff behind it to do with brand values, you know, what the offer is and all of that good stuff. But this is about you getting every pound that a person is going to spend on a business that's in your industry. Why is it not being spent in your business? And so that's what that's about. It's about you being able to generate enough income so that you can add more value. You can add more services and you can even offer them free of charge. The bigger you get, the more free of charge things that you can do. So I'll give you an example. At some point in the future, we are highly likely to have a recording studio. And by that, I mean like a video recording studio, a little bit nicer than this one, which is actually in my lounge right now, but we've got some nice colours and a nice screen display and so on. But in a couple of years' time, I expect we'll have one in Leeds and one probably on the outskirts of London because I'm too tight to pay for it in London. But it will be something where people can just turn up and they'll do interviews and they'll do podcasting and they'll do video recording and it will be included in their package. And they just, you know, they get two or three a month, they get an hour allocated and they just come and there's someone to interview them. And it's all completely free of charge. I mean, they're paying for it at some point because they're paying for it in their subscriptions, but their subscription doesn't increase if they use it or not. It's just a resource available. Now, the only way that we can actually get to that stage in my business is by generating all those £1 that should be going elsewhere comes into our business. Then we're able to offer all these additional services, which I think is really cool. And the other thing that we're going to offer a lot sooner, probably next year, and actually the pandemic kind of stopped this going ahead. But one of the other services that we're actually going to offer is live training. So one of them will be here in Spain. It'll be like in June time. And if you've been a client for the way that we work, you sign up for 4 months. And then if you like what we do, we get you to sign up for a 12-month contract. That's how it works. And it's a rolling contract, which means that we're able to forecast how much income we'll have in the future. But anybody who's on the 12-month renewal, they can come over to Spain. It's completely free of charge. And there's 2 days of quite intense training, actually. Plus paddle surfing, going out on a speedboat, you know, all that funky stuff. So that's what we're actually going to include. It should have happened last year, but unfortunately the pandemic came along and, you know, we didn't want to do any meets and you couldn't travel anywhere. But the more income we're able to generate, the more funky stuff like that we're able to do. And then on top of that, we're also on about running quarterly events. So it'll be a 1 day event. It'll be a place in London, the Midlands or up north, and it'll rotate basically. And people come and it's a networking and there's some training and we'll probably have a guest speaker. But again, the only reason we can do that is because every £1 that's spent elsewhere, our goal is to bring that money into us so that we can offer more services. And this is exactly what you should be doing in your business as well. Okay, so let's move on to the next one. I hope that was useful for you. It just gives you a little bit of an insight into what we do and why we do it. And what we find is that people get actually quite a lot of inspiration from that kind of thing. So let's talk about Google messing up, shall we? Well, this week has been an interesting week. a service, something called Google My Business, GMB as we call it in-house, Google My Business. And Google My Business is when you do a search for something, plumbers in Leeds, and Google, as well as showing ads and as well as showing the organic results, actually shows you a map. And on that map, it's got little red dots, and these are the Google My Business. So Google, for whatever reason, have decided that when we were adding more locations, Google came along and went, yeah, we'll delete the original location. And it's like, what's going on? And it turns out that this is an error in Google's API. Like, how many errors must there be in Google's API? Like three? Well, we found one of them. It just goes to show how much work we actually do, I think. Because if someone's going to find the error with Google, lo and behold, it's us. So I kind of thought it was quite funny, really, on one hand, but then also horrified that Google's API deleted the original listing. So we are working with Google to get that back. And obviously Google, like, oh, no, once it's gone, it's gone. It's like, no, dude, that's not how it works. And what's interesting is that if I go and delete one of our own Google My Place listings, it's never deleted. It's impossible to delete. You simply can't delete it. But for some reason, Google's API made a decision to delete it. Nobody knows why. Nobody can tell us anything about it. We did a quick search on Reddit and we got some confirmation that other people have also had this exact same problem. So we're working with Google to help our client get their listing back. But it just goes to show that it doesn't matter how many times you've done this. Google's API has an opportunity to mess it up. And it's really interesting because, you know, I go on a website or I go on to Google Drive. So I'll type Google Drive on Google and then it takes me to the Spanish version. Now, Google knows more about me than I know about me, right? It knows everything. It knows what food I like to eat. It knows what time I wake up. It knows what my weight is. Google knows everything that there is to know about me, right? And far more than I ever knew about me. So it probably knows what I'm going to have for lunch and I've not even decided yet. That's how good Google is. And we say that, and yet Google can't work out that I still don't understand Spanish. Because it demonstrates, you know, when I go to Google Drive, it puts it in Spanish. I'm like, I use Google Translate almost every day of my life. Google, you must understand that I don't know how to do stuff. So on one hand, Google's amazing, you know. And then on the other hand, my goodness me, doing the most basic, simple things, and Google really seems to mess up. So it's a bit of a nightmare sometimes. Anyway, so next one. 14 new clients from a £60 ad spend. Let's talk about that, shall we? Let's just grab a quick drink because my throat is feeling a little bit rough. Okay, so 14 clients from a £60 ad spend. So just recently, we've taken on a client, and that client, I'm not going to tell you what they do or where they're based or any of that stuff. But we ran a Facebook ads campaign for them, which basically sent them to a form. And there's various ways in which you can do this. You can send them to a form and they can fill in a form, or you can send them to a landing page and they can download like a discount voucher effectively. Anyway, so we started running the adverts. We created the entire sales funnel from start to finish. We created the we call them assets, by the way, but we created the marketing assets. These are videos and images to go on the Facebook ads. We created the Facebook ads. It's just too difficult for them. And it's not their fault. They just don't know what to do. They don't know what the headline should be or what the first line of a description should be. They don't know what the link should be. They don't know what the rest of the description should be. What's the call to action? What should your images be like? And so on. So they kind of struggle with that. But again, that's why you need to use us. If you want to run Facebook ads, you should be using a company that specializes in Facebook ads and funnels. That's the whole point. Anyway, what are we up to next? 6 weeks to Christmas. Quick drink and then we'll crack on with that as well. So we've only got 6 weeks to Christmas. It's the 9th. Let's just pull up the calendar, see where we are. We got 1, 2, 3... to the 7th. Oh no, let me do that again. 1, 2, 3. We've got 4 weeks up to the 7th. 5, 6. Takes us to the 21st. So basically, Christmas Day is, well, let's call it the Friday the 24th. Christmas Eve is when everybody's going to stop working, isn't it? I mean, some people stop working already, for crying out loud. Basically, this Friday is 6 weeks left until Christmas. And, you know, we talked about this in a podcast last week or the week before, but like, what on earth are you going to do over the next 6 weeks? Are you ramping down right now? Are you just like, well, you know, everything slows down, so we're going to slow down as well? Or, you know, what are you going to do? And so for us, it's about ramping up. We've got our next meeting is in 3 weeks' time. Our next meeting is an internal meeting where we review everything that we talked about today. So it's on the 30th. And then 3 weeks after that, is on the 21st, which is the Tuesday. And we'll have a meeting for that. And that meeting will be what's happening between Christmas and New Year, because people are going to be working and so on, unless we've got holidays booked and so on. Although I don't think we give people holidays. We do. I don't want to, but we do. But it's about planning. What are you going to do? And we break our meetings down into every 3 weeks. And right now that's working really well. It might even go to once every 2 weeks or once every 4 weeks. But right now, once every 3 weeks works really well for us. And it's a top-down planning kind of meeting that does work very, very well. So the question is, what are you going to be doing in the next 6 weeks? Are you ramping up? Are you having meetings? Are you ramping it down? Are you booking time off? Are you booking your Christmas dues? And why am I not invited? So this is what you should be looking at. What's the plan going to be for the rest of November? This is what I don't understand. You know, we've just come out of a pandemic and we're still in a pandemic. I know it doesn't feel like it in England, but we're still in a pandemic, right? So we come out of a pandemic and people are after more bank holidays. I'm like, dude, you've been home for 18 months. What do you need another bank holiday for? If you're ramping it down towards the end of November because you're into December, and on the pretense that this is now Christmas, you've missed a 12th of the year out. And it's not just the 12th. You've then got summer holidays. So you might have 2 times 2 week holidays over summer. So there's another month. So that's like, I don't know what that is. Is that about 30% of the year you've just lost? 30% in productivity? Like, think about this. If you lost 30% of your income, would that have a disastrous effect? I think so. And what we talked about right at the start, which is up here, about every £1 spent elsewhere, you know, that should be in your pocket. So people are ramping down. And I'm like, what are you ramping it down for? You should be ramping up. You should be building up your business so that you're going to get really, really busy over Christmas period. Now, one of the problems that most people have, and the reason why we don't want to actually ramp it up, is that if they ramp it up, it's them that end up having to do the delivery of all the products or services for their clients. Now, in my business, it doesn't work like that. So we employ people all around the world. They all celebrate Christmas at different times even. Just because in the UK, we celebrate it on the 25th of December. Here in Spain, for example, where we've got a couple of team members, they don't celebrate Christmas Day on Christmas Day. It's for Three Kings. It's on the 6th of January. And then the next day, they normally go back to school. It's a bit weird, but that's what happens. And it's usually quite inappropriately done as well, which I won't go into because it just gets people very upset, but they won't go into it. But anyway, it's just, do your research on the Three Kings and you see what I mean. But, you know, some people will be celebrating different holidays at different times, and then other people around the world will have their own holidays at different times to us, and it's all good. But my job is to ramp up the business, close as much business as we can, and then we pass it on to our delivery team, and their job is to deliver what I've sold effectively. Now, at some point, and I quite enjoy this, and I kind of don't want to be letting go of this right now, because I do enjoy it. I like getting on calls. We had a call just this week or last week. Last week, I think it was. And the phone call was a guy who is ready to sign up. I'm like, no, dude, we don't want you signing up just yet. You've got some other stuff that we want you to work through before you sign up for us. Because what you want us to do won't be successful until you put yourself in the right place mentally and that kind of thing. And he had some stuff he had to go through. So although my job is to ramp up our business, it's done on an ethical and a moral point of view from our business. And people say, well, who are you to decide that? Well, I run the business and, you know, we don't want clients signing up that won't get the right results because their headspace isn't correct. And so that's what we do. That's just how we operate. It's just who we are. And I think that's a good thing, right? But my job is to sell the stuff, and that's going to be outsourced at some point, probably Q3 next year is probably what we're looking at, quite frankly.
because I enjoy it so much, but with what it's looking like in terms of our new clients coming on board, it's going to be too much for me to be doing that. So we're going to have to get a team in place and so on. And then, of course, our delivery team will have to grow as well. But that then ties into what we were talking about earlier about bringing people over to Spain and doing these quarterly events over in the UK and adding all this extra value because we're able to do it because we're forecasting how a business is going to grow. And so when we're doing this 6 weeks up to Christmas, we're ramping up the business. We're not slowing down. On Christmas Eve, I'm not slowing the business down. We're ramping it up. If I get someone who wants a strategy call on the 28th of December, I'm doing a strategy call. I remember playing snooker a number of years ago, and it was Friday, 6 o'clock, and it was a guy, it was a sales guy, and one of his customers was phoning him. And he was saying, I'm not answering it. I'm finished now for the weekend. And I'm like, dude, do you not want commission? Like, if that was your business, you'd be different. Now, don't get me wrong. You have to have your holidays and your time off and that kind of thing. But remember what we were talking about earlier? Every pound spent elsewhere is a pound that you've lost. And I don't want that. I want the money coming to us. We can have holidays later on. And don't get me wrong again, I'm not into working really, really hard. I probably work far less hours than most people do. My team understand I don't work, like work, a lot of hours because my job is different to everybody else. My job is about creating what you see on screen right now and the content and the building relationships and closing clients and all that extra stuff. It's done differently, which if you sign up and you join one of our training courses, you'll learn about, because we teach how we do that, about how you shouldn't be the person doing everything and how to get yourself out of that if you're currently doing that. But the 6 weeks up to Christmas, like, it's really important. Next week it'll be 5, then it'll be 4, then it'll be 3. And those 6 weeks, you want to look at, when you're hitting a new year and you're looking back at these last 6 weeks, you want to be looking at, what did you do and how did you perform? You don't want to be looking at some level of regret. Well, I took too much time off and I, you know, like, could we close 10 more clients, 20 more clients, 30 more clients? And what would be the impact on our business? What would be the impact on our bottom line on that? Can we grow even faster? Excuse me. What can we do there to improve, you know, our lot? We don't want to look back and have regret. And I don't want you guys to look back and have regret either. Anyway, I hope that's useful for you. I'm going to go check to see where this live went out. I think it only went out on YouTube. So we failed because it should be going out everywhere. But we'll find out how to do that and we'll fix it for the next time. Hope you guys have yourselves a wicked time. And we'll catch you on the next one. My name's Dan Latto. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.